Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is May 11th. Today I want to talk a little bit about the differences that we can see in this chapter between the Nephites and the Lamanites. Now, something that I thought was really interesting was to compare the things that King Benjamin was teaching the Nephites in Mosiah chapters 2 through 5 versus what we see that the Lamanites were brought up learning, and how that caused such a huge difference between the two groups. In King Benjamin's sermon, he taught his people to always be giving thanks to the Lord their God. He taught them that they should be filled with love towards God and towards all men. He taught them to keep the commandments of the Lord in all things. He taught them to love and to serve one another. He taught them to repent. He taught them to give their whole souls to God. He taught them to believe in God and to make covenants with Him. And He taught them about the atonement of Jesus Christ and what it could do for them. Now let's take a look at Mosiah chapter 10, because in Mosiah chapter 10, we see that King Laman of the Lamanites dies. And because of that, the next king makes plans to battle and to destroy Zenith and his people. Now let's take a look at some verses in chapter 10 that show us who the Lamanites were at this point, the things that they were taught, the things that they believe. So let's start out in chapter 10, verse 11. Verse 11 says this: "Now the Lamanites knew nothing concerning the Lord, nor the strength of the Lord. Therefore, they depended on their own strength." They were taught nothing about the Lord. They weren't taught about how the Lord could and had delivered His people. They weren't taught the tender mercies that the Nephites were taught. They didn't have an understanding of any of that, so they went through their entire lives depending only on their own strength, depending only on what they could do for themselves. Now let's compare that to the people of Zenith. Take a look at verse 19. It says, "And now I, Zenith, after having told all these things unto my people concerning the Lamanites, I did stimulate them to go to battle with their might, putting their trust in the Lord." Zenith asked his people to go to war, and to go to war with all their might, with all their strength, but to do that trusting that the Lord would deliver them, that the Lord would bless them and preserve them and help them. Such a huge difference between the two. I can't imagine how hopeless it must have felt as a Lamanite to go up to battle only relying on yourself, feeling that nothing could save you except your own strength and wisdom, versus the peace that can come into our lives when we face every day trusting the Lord, trusting in His strength, in His power, in His mighty deliverance, and trusting that we are in His hands. Such a stark between the Lamanites and the Nephites there in those two verses. Now in verse 10, it talks about how angry and bloodthirsty the Lamanites were, how all they wanted to do was to destroy the Nephites. They were bitter. They were angry. But let's take a look at why. Why did they have those feelings? I'm going to read pieces of some of these verses and just listen to who the Lamanites were, what they believed, how they felt. It says this, verse 12, "Believing that they were driven out of the land of Jerusalem because of the iniquities of their fathers, and that they were wronged in the wilderness by their brethren, and they were also wronged while crossing the sea." And again, that they were wronged while in the land of their first inheritance. "And his brethren were wroth with him because they understood not the dealings of the Lord. They were also wroth with him upon the waters because they hardened their hearts against the Lord. And again, they were wroth with him when they had arrived in the promised land, because they said that he had taken the ruling of the people out of their hands, and they sought to kill him. And again, they were wroth with him because he departed into the wilderness as the Lord commanded him, and took the records which were engraven upon the plates of brass, for they said that he had robbed them. And thus they have taught their children that they should hate them, and that they should murder them, and that they should rob and plunder them, and do all they could to destroy them. Therefore, they have an eternal hatred towards the children of Nephi. Now, I don't know about you, but even just reading about that is exhausting to me. Hearing about all that anger, all that hatred, the victim mentality that the Lamanites had. Just hearing about it is exhausting. Can you imagine feeling that kind of hatred for generation and generation? It is no wonder why the Lamanites were so far from God. It is impossible to feel close to God while living with that kind of anger and hatred in your hearts. Elder H. Burke Peterson gave a talk called Removing the Poison of an Unforgiving Spirit. And in that talk, he said this, "I want to speak of a weakness that has thwarted the spiritual growth of men through the ages. It has affected young and old, rich and poor. Its onward roll is not limited by national boundaries or race or creed or social standing. It affects some who appear to be strong. It affects many who are weak. It poisons the spirit of a person to the point that one is hobbled by its debilitating power. It has the power to drag people to the depths of hell. Yet, when released from its hold, they may soar to celestial heights. It has kept many from rising to their full potential. It has been a roadblock to the talented and to the favored. It is one of the most effective tools of Satan. We are speaking of an unforgiving and an unforgetting spirit." The Lamanites were taught by their fathers to hate. They were taught to be angry. They were taught to be bitter. They were taught that they were victims. And all of this happened because, as we read in verse 14, they didn't understand the dealings of the Lord. All of this attitude, all of this murmuring, all of this anger comes because they didn't understand what the Lord was trying to teach them. In fact, one of the saddest verses in the Book of Mormon to me is found in 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 9. In this verse, they're telling Nephi that they didn't understand the vision that Lehi had had. Nephi looked at them and he asked, "Have you inquired of the Lord?" Now, verse 9 is seriously so heartrending because they say, "We have not, for the Lord maketh no such thing known unto us." Because they didn't understand the mercies of the Lord, because they didn't understand his love, because they didn't understand his dealings, they limited what the Lord could do in their lives. He wanted to teach them. He wanted to bless them. In fact, for years and years, Laman and Lemuel heard Lehi teach that if they would keep the commandments of God, that God would prosper them in the land. They heard that over and over, just like Nephi did. But because they didn't understand the Lord, they didn't believe it, and they didn't obtain the same blessings. And because of that, they hardened their hearts and became angry and saw all the blessings of Nephi as being great injustices. They felt wronged. They felt ripped off. And because of that, they taught anger and bitterness and hatred to their children for generations. They robbed their children of the opportunity to feel God's love. My friends, I testify to you that the power of forgiveness comes through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Not just the power to be forgiven, but the power to forgive. The power to let go of old hurts and of old grudges. That power comes because of the grace that is found in the atonement of Jesus Christ. And I testify that as we forgive, that as we turn to the Savior, and as we seek to love our fellow men, the blessings of those decisions will not only bless and lift your life, but will bless and lift generations to come. All because of the infinite power of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to subscribe, to like, to share on social media. This has been Come Follow Me Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.